makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies, I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. We need those strategies, don't we?
I think we need them.
Yeah, we do. If you're living, you need strategies. Strategies for living, that is. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 1017 FM, 710 Kiel, and this edition of Strategies for a Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. Glad you're with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
I am, the more I think about our topic today, pardon the pun, blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we're going to talk about the power of the mind today.
Mm-hmm.
And, the mind, our mind is always creating.
Every second.
Many times we're not aware of it. And so when we're not aware of it, we're still creating and making choices. We're just doing it at the unconscious level or subconscious level. But it's still a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times do we... do we create for ourselves
a jail cell?
A cell. And and when we do that, of course, the door's always open.
And you have the key.
And you have the key. You don't even really need a key. You possess all the power, and yet this magnificent creative mind that we have has us trapped.
Yeah.
And we think it's you or this person over here or my job or my spouse or somebody else in my family. We look out toward everything and everybody.
But the common denominator.
Which is me.
Right.
Yeah.
Anywhere
we're gonna we're gonna talk about that this evening. And
one of my favorites.
If we could really grasp the power of the mind.
I don't know that we can in human fully grasp it, but once we begin to grasp it, I mean, that's empowering.
Right.
It tells us who we really are.
It can change everything.
Sure.
Everything.
Because you're always creating.
Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. Appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center. And Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment with Strategies. Welcome into 1017 FM and 710 Kiel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about and trying to grasp the power of the mind. You know, Lauren, I was thinking about something. You're roofing now?
I had to roof.
I missed it. You missed the roof.
I couldn't let it get too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roof, roof.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm good now.
You're good. Okay.
Continue on.
I was thinking. I want to share something entitled "The Power of the Mind," excerpted from A Course in Miracles.
Mm, okay. Yes.
But before I do that, just kind of thinking about this topic, you know. You've heard it. Lots of us have heard, well, we only use a small percentage of our human brain, right?
Right.
And in recent years, I think the number that has been given through the years is you use 10% or less of your brain capacity. And I think that's been largely
debunked
and disproven. However, there's some truth to the origin of that if you think about what we're talking about today.
Okay, I'm with you. Yes.
Because I don't even know whether we use 10% of what's available to us.
Not mind, right?
In the mind. 10% of the mind available to us.
Right.
Because we don't understand. We haven't taken the time to understand the intricacies of the mind.
Right.
Both the conscious and the subconscious mind, the power of our thoughts, the power of our beliefs, and all of that is wrapped up in what we call the mind, right?
Right.
Yeah. This excerpt from A Course in Miracles is entitled "The Power of the Mind," and it kind of underscores what we're just talking about. I'm quoting now. "Very few people appreciate the real power of the mind. However, there are some things he must realize and realize them fully, at least some of the time. The mind is a very powerful creator and never loses its creative force. It never sleeps. Every instant, it is creating, and always as you will. While expressions like 'think big' give some recognition to the power of thought, they still come nowhere near the truth. You do not expect to grow when you say it because you don't really believe it. It's hard to recognize that thought and belief combine into a power surge that can literally move mountains. Yep. On the other hand, many other expressions are clear expressions of the prevailing lack of awareness of thought power. For example, you say, 'just an idle thought,' and mean that the thought has no effect. Thoughts are the power in the mind." Now, I recognize and I realize that what I'm about to say is going to be controversial.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's uncomfortable I'm making myself uncomfortable. I'm not trying to make anybody else more uncomfortable than I'm making myself.
Yeah.
This is not coming from a place of I'm mightier than thou or higher than thou or more learned than thou or any of that. Mm-hmm. It's recognizing how much I don't embrace the power that I have. And by not embracing it and not understanding it, I think things are being done to me, whether those things are circumstances created in my life or things that eventually I manifest in my body, dis-ease.
Right.
And again, I understand some people are going to say, "Whoa, you're saying that I..." Well, take it however you want. It's an uncomfortable thing. Mm-hmm. And we routinely give our power away to a lot of people in our lives.
And things and circumstances.
Yes.
Not just other people. We do that one a lot too.
Yeah.
But things and circumstances as well, way beyond our control.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, you know, we've got to look at how thoughts and beliefs really shape us and shape our very world and reality.
Yes. And everything we see starts as a thought. I mean, at least we can all acknowledge that, right?
Right.
Like, this microphone I'm speaking into, right? It started in somebody's mind as an idea.
Sure.
Right? And so it's funny that on some level we can all recognize and say, yeah, of course. Of course, everything starts as a thought in that way.
Yeah.
But there's some strange boundary at which we begin to place limits or bars around, okay, well, no, we can't really do that.
Right.
And it's that very thought that creates the limit.
I know you've read The Power of Beliefs by Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Yes.
And Dr. Lipton, who is a cellular biologist, taught at medical centers prior to writing The Power of Belief, which changed his world. But one of the things that he talks a lot about is the placebo effect.
Yes.
And how, you know, if we really understood what's going on there.
And how many times it outweighs the actual.
Yeah, in the field and, you know, pharmaceutical research, placebo, the very term, has become, in a sense, quote unquote, a negative term because the pharmaceutical companies hate it.
Right. Because
they want the placebo, their drug to work. Right. The placebo beats many times the placebo beats the whatever drug is being studied. But Dr. Lipton points out we're missing the boat here.
Right.
You know, that we ought to rename it and even call it the possibility effect, because what is really going on when, you know, the whatever kind of, it doesn't matter what kind of pharmaceutical is being studied, whether it's an antidepressant or
placebo an anti-anxiety.
Yeah,
is proof in point of that the mind goes over matter.
Right.
That the idea of
mind over matter. And the mind
creates
health in the body. The placebo, quote unquote, is nothing. There's nothing. You're getting a pill, but what's happening is you believe that this is a new drug that's going to help me, and it works. And many times the placebo group outdistances the drug that's being studied.
Right.
And that's the power of the mind. Why aren't we embracing that? Why aren't we looking at that? I mean, then there's the whole idea of neuroplasticity, right?
Right.
And how we realize now, we know through, study that the brain has an incredible way of rewiring itself based on repeated thoughts and thought patterns.
Right. And it's not just limited to the brain. I mean, this extends to the body as well.
Right.
I mean, we've seen several thousands of cases where, you know, meditation and shifts in mindset and belief have altered people's physical ailments as well.
Right.
Like to the point of curing things that may have been thought uncurable.
Right, right. How many times?
And to me, what this starts to point at is something that Einstein discovered, right? Is the idea that the observer effect, that light is both particle and wave at the same time.
Yep.
And it doesn't, quote unquote, decide which it's going to appear as until someone observes it.
Right.
Which again, to me, speaks to the power of the mind, i.e. observation of the mind.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so it's that idea that perhaps this energy is everywhere all the time, maybe existing as both particle and wave. And it's within our power to create it in whatever way that we please,
right?
Right, or need to experience or choose to create with.
We have, you know, we have so much that's available to us. And again, that idea that, oh, well, we only use 10% of our brain. No, that's not true. We use a whole lot more of our brain. But it may be true with the mind. Yep. If we drop in instead of brain, if we drop in mind, I can't prove or disprove this, mm-hmm. but perhaps we're not even close to using 10% yep. of the power that's available to us in the mind. And if we really understood, the creative power mm-hmm. that we have available to us within our minds, we would be awestruck. Mm-hmm. We really would.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus himself said, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, doesn't your scripture say, ye are gods? Mm-hmm. And, right. What in the world was he talking about? I think he was talking about the incredible power of our minds to create.
Yeah. The mind.
The mind. Mm-hmm. We're talking about it today and the power that we all have and maybe aren't using. Your own strategies for living. Much more to come and hopefully stretch us. Maybe stress us too. Your own strategies.
Strategies for living radio, your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in to Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and
just gotta get my word in there.
Yeah, just you have a live mic over there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad to be reminded. Yeah, reminded of that.
Whatever. We're talking the power of our thoughts.
So before we go too far, I wanted to kind of, you know, some of what we've been presenting, I think to some people can sound like magical thinking, right? Like I can move mountains or I can make anything happen just because I think it, but I'm going to think it and it's not happening, right?
Right.
And so what I think this has to be laid with the foundation of, well, is first we have to move out of the way any limiting beliefs that we may have that we can't or that we won't or that it won't work. That has to be moved out of the way.
Right.
But then even further below that, as you're sifting through those limiting beliefs, which is an ongoing work in progress,
right?
For all of us. Beneath that is the idea, something you came out of the program saying, you know, something about the power of our minds, plural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I didn't say anything because we didn't have much too long to go before break.
Right.
But I did want to come back and say that's an underlying foundation that's important for recognizing the power of the mind. Mm. Okay. And it really brings me back to something. It's a quote by Schrodinger, who is a Nobel Prize winner in physics.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, Schrodinger's cat.
Right.
Is the idea that the cat can be both dead and alive inside the box. Until we open it,
Right.
We don't know what it is. That's just one of his many things.
Right.
But one thing that Schrodinger said was the total number of minds in the universe is one. Hmm. And something along the lines of, in fact, the entire consciousness is a singularity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I might not get that exactly right, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
And I think that is the underlying foundation once we, you know, that we're aiming for is the idea and the remembrance to be able to know that Okay, we are in body, so we are part body. We are spirit, and we are mind. We are a singular mind, which is what connects us all.
We're body, and we're mind, and we're spirit.
And yeah. From that aspect of oneness, then, can we really recognize, oh, well, if I am one with it all, I contain it all, and therefore I can move it all or right. do and create with it all as my medium. Mm. And it's from that enlightened perspective, which I'm not in any way saying that I'm there.
Right.
But I think that that's the perspective of enlightened people like the Buddha or like the Jesus were suggesting, that your faith can move mountains.
Right.
If you truly believe.
If you truly believe.
And if you truly think with the singular mind, if you're able to really come from that perspective of oneness,
yeah,
and we're all connected.
And what you're talking about there is, I think, what Jesus referred to as faith, mm-hmm. you know, quote unquote faith. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, one of the smallest of seeds, yeah. and yet look what it bushes up into, what it grows into.
Right.
You know, you could move mountains.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that underscores
the
power of it. So, you know, many of us say, "Oh, I just had an idle thought. I'm just having idle thoughts." And my question is, do we really understand? Is that, you know, can we afford that? Is that possible? Because a lot of us really think and believe that our fleeting, casual thoughts just mm-hmm. really don't have any effect, but both you're pointing out here, scientific and spiritual teachings, much wiser people than you and I, and you know, have suggested otherwise. Mm. You know, so
yeah,
every thought, every single thought carries energy mm-hmm. that is going to shape our emotions, our experiences, and our actions and behaviors.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't want people in the audience to get carried away with this and kind of get frightened of the idea that, oh my gosh, well, that casual negative thought about hurting somebody is actually going to hurt somebody. You know, right. So it's less important to get, because even doing that gives the thought more power.
Right.
Does that make sense? So
yeah.
It's important
yeah.
not to get too wrapped up in and afraid with the power of thoughts. I
no.
think we can get there.
You quickly. Because if you choose fear, mm-hmm. you're going to shut yourself down completely.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And that's not what any of us want. Mm-hmm. But we do want to recognize and I'm glad you're pointing it out, singular thought, because it's not so much, Lauren, the singular thoughts,
right.
it's the patterns of mm-hmm. thoughts. It's
the ones we choose to focus on.
Particularly the negative thought patterns mm-hmm. that are going to shape our reality, whether they manifest in terms of events in our lives, are, again, very uncomfortable to think of that I'm manifesting even physical dis-ease
yep.
in my life.
You do.
But, you know, again, I think if you really understand what we're talking about, the mm-hmm. power of the placebo alone, mm-hmm. you know, shows that, yes, your mind has that much power. Mm-hmm. And so.
And everything begins on an energy thought form basis.
Yeah.
Right. And so right. it's the last part is to manifest as physical.
Right. And so how much do we create self-fulfilling prophecies, right?
Yep.
If I'm constantly thinking, I'm just not good enough. I'm no damn good. I'm just not good enough. Hmm? I can't. I can't do it.
Well,
I can't do it.
Henry Ford, right?
Yeah.
If a person thinks he can or can't, he's right.
He's right. Yeah. But if I'm thinking in a regular pattern of I'm not good enough, I'm going to unconsciously act in ways, and I'm going to behave in ways that reinforce that belief.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And by acting in that way, you're also going to attract situations and people and experiences, which then continue to confirm that belief.
Right.
I mean, that is the unconditional love of the universe, right, of the network, or whatever you want to call the network of energy that we find ourselves in.
Right.
That whatever we think or we choose to create, it is.
You mentioned fear a minute ago and worry. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you talk about chronic worry, chronic anxiety, the stress that's created in the body can't help but manifest, mm-hmm, into real life struggles. And eventually, we're not talking instant here, mm-hmm, but over time, that's going to manifest in dis-ease.
Yep.
You know, there's lots of books out there, but a classic is by Louise Hay,
right,
called You Can Heal Your Life. Mm-hmm. And as some people find that uncomfortable, because at the back of the book, she even lists
what each ailment or physical,
lots of different ailments and what they originate from. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not a quick thing, mm-hmm, but we're talking over time. You know
that brings to mind the old, you know, people use it as to goad. Oh, it's all in your head.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
It is.
It is.
It is.
And
yes,
that should empower you, not disempower you.
Right.
That it's all in your head.
Right.
Quote unquote, your head. If that's where we call, you know, we've all colloquially kind of decided that the mind is in the brain, but I might ask you to ponder that. Is it really?
Is it? Yeah. No, I truly believe that the mind is within every cell of our body.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, again, if we're to go back to Schrodinger, there is a singular mind.
Yep.
So it's in every single thing, you know, and we'll have to do a show on this one day, but my acronym for mind is Mirrored Infinite Network of Dimensions.
Mm. Yeah, we definitely will have to do a show.
So,
anyway. You know, we all begin with the cultural and family programming, if you will. I mean, many of our beliefs that we're operating on, and we talk about this, mm-hmm, a lot on Strategies, because it's that important. So many of our beliefs are inherited from our families and from society as a whole. And if we're not willing to examine them belief by belief, and I realize that's a lot of work.
Yep.
We're going to live out scripts that belong to somebody else. They're not ours.
Right.
And
therefore you're living someone else's life.
Yeah, you're not free. Nope. If we're doing that, we're not free. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think, again, take your most cherished beliefs. You don't have to start with those. But take your most cherished beliefs. Where did they come from? Mm-hmm. Where did you get those? Whether those are religious, or whether those are cultural, or whether those are
personal,
again,
psychological,
wherever they fall into, unless you're willing to take and look and examine and even wrestle with that belief and come to the conclusion of, okay, that's, I've done that work, and now it's truly mine. Mm-hmm. Until you do that, until any of us do that, they don't belong to us.
Right.
They belong to somebody else.
Yeah.
And
we've given somebody else the keys to our cell.
Yeah. We've given away some of our power, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're talking about the power of our minds today here on Strategies for a Living. I want to come back and let's talk about, in addition to some other things, the real, you know, some strategies, if you will. So we recognize some of what's going on. How do we
use this power? How do we harness it?
Yeah. How do we break free from it? How do we, harness the power and
recognize when we are miscreating?
Absolutely. We'll be back. More Strategies for Living to come. Stay with us.
Thank you. problems day to day. Makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for leaving radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for leaving radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about the incredible power of our minds today. Do we really recognize, do we really realize the power center that is available to us by embracing and understanding and diving into this incredible mind?
I love the way you said that because it's very accurate. You know, did we really realize the power of the mind?
Yeah.
Which to me implies that when we recognize, when we recognize the actual power of the mind, we can realize it. We can make it real.
Yeah.
By using the mind, we can realize anything we wish.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say that we, you know, let's say that we're engaging in this conversation that we're having. Mm-hmm. Today, and we're recognizing, okay, well, I've got a lot of negative thinking that I got to deal with.
Yep.
All right. Well, what are some strategies? What are some strategies for me to be able to, you know, deal with this negativity that I realize is in my life?
I know this is going to sound strange, but the first thing, if you realize that you're having habitual negative thoughts,
mm-hmm.
celebrate.
Yeah, because you've taken a huge step just by recognizing, right?
Right.
So what you're talking about is the power of awareness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can't change anything that you don't that you're not aware of or that you don't acknowledge.
Because here's the trap with negative thinking that I think we all get trapped in, including myself. I'm raising my hand here, right? Is that we think these negative thoughts, and then we say, "Well, gosh darn it, I'm so terrible." Which are more negative thoughts.
Right.
Right? And that just keeps you stuck in this loop of negative thinking.
Right.
Keeps negativity
upon negativity.
When in actuality, if you are able to recognize a thought as something, you're able to discern it as something that you don't want to actually create in your world, right? Perhaps you catch yourself in a worry loop.
Right.
Say, have a little celebration. Say, oh, right. Now I have my power back.
Right.
If I'm able to step back and say, whoa, I was worrying, that little gap that you've just created by recognizing and stepping back and saying, I was having a worrisome thought about blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That in itself gives you your power back and you're able to then capitalize on this ability to pivot. You say, okay,
make a different choice.
I'm just going to decide decision. Something different. Yeah.
I realize that, and I'll give another strategy here, although I realize we talk about this, you know, quite a bit, mm-hmm. but because it's such a powerful exercise, and that's journaling.
Right.
If I write down the common negative thoughts that I have, and I keep a journal, and then I, you know, make it a point to say, okay, well, I'm gonna consciously reframe these thoughts, even if I don't do anything except, you know, years ago, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and
Byron Katie
came up,
and
she's
mentioned that too.
She wrote a book called. Oh gosh, I just lost it.
I don't remember now either. The power.
Her name is Byron Katie. I just lost.
I want to say the power of you, but I don't know.
No, that's not it. At any rate, if you Google her, her books will come up, and a lot of her doing the work.
Oh, right. I get that. That's one of the books. Is the work.
Well, it's her first book. And it's called Loving What Is.
That's
it just
it.
Came to me.
That's it.
Loving What Is. And she introduces four questions that are extremely powerful that you can take and apply to your thinking, right?
Right.
And one of the questions is that true? Mm-hmm. And the second question is, do you absolutely positively know that to be true?
Right.
And that's the one that usually gets us. Well, yeah. No, we don't. And the third question is, well, what happens when you think that thought? Mm-hmm. What happens? What does it produce? And the fourth question is, where would you be without that thought?
Yep.
And, you know, you could take those questions and use them to reframe mm-hmm. any negative thoughts that you might, you know, through your journaling exercise.
Big time.
Recognize that, okay, these are kind of habitual, and I need to do something. I need to do something to change this mode of thinking, if you will.
Mm.
Yeah. So journaling is a powerful exercise.
Practicing some form of mindfulness.
Yeah, meditation and mindfulness is a strategy.
Because it's just that ability then to step back and witness the thoughts as they pass by, right? That
right.
allowance helps you, one, to be more self-aware.
Well, and but, even you, I know you were sharing with me earlier today that you were talking to someone earlier today mm-hmm. about you're not your thoughts.
You know? Yes.
And it the person you were talking to kind of got pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah.
yep. Yeah, and I think happen. it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because
we so identify
yes.
with the thoughts that
yes.
if I am to tell you suddenly, well, that's not who you are,
right.
that could be really scary.
Right.
And I get that.
And we have thoughts and thoughts flow through us and we don't realize, again, this is part of the incredible power of our minds, the power to choose even the thoughts that we think, if we think we are our thoughts, then we are literally giving up that power to choose.
Right.
We're putting ourselves in that cell that we were talking about. Now, no, it's the door's not locked. And you can swing it open at any time, but it may as well be because that's where we keep ourselves until we realize, I'm not my thoughts.
No.
And I can, even if a thought shows up, I can say, nope. Don't want that one.
No, I don't like that. Yeah.
Don't like that one.
And I certainly don't want to create that in my world.
Right.
And so I'm going to shift.
I'm
going to
let that go by.
When you are able to think about that, it's as simple as if you're a painter and you're handed a bucket of red paint and it doesn't belong on your composition. And you just say, no, I don't want that. So I'm going to mix that with some blue and put purple on my painting. I mean, it's really quite...
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. you know, sometimes when you hear other people talking about it, it sounds so simple. Well, it is simple, but it's not easy.
Right. And it's a lifetime of work.
This is a lot of work. This is a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of work. But it's not overly complicated.
Nope.
Not rocket science.
Yeah.
You know. If you want to do that, you can get into that, but we don't do that here on Strategies. We'll be back. Sing it, baby. You got them.
We like that.
We got strategies for living here on 101.7 FM.
Down
710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Talking about the power of our thoughts today. What's the power of our mind?
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
It is.
And if we only increased it marginally, how would we change our world? What's your takeaway from our discussion today, Lauren?
Well, I think something that stood out even from the beginning from the Course in Miracles snippet that you read was just the idea that your mind, our mind, is always creating, right? Whether intentionally or not.
Right.
Right. So it's
the mind cannot not create.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if we just step back and observe, what am I creating in my life? What have I created? And
am I embracing it actively or passively? Mm-hmm. Right.
And to remember that we're co-creators, right? Sometimes things happen around us, but we always have the opportunity to change the way we think about anything.
Right.
And that is the power of co-creation, the power of creation that we have with each other.
And another incredible amount of power that is available to us.
Yeah.
You know, mind-boggling. pardon the pun.
Yeah, well,
mind-boggling when you think about it. The power of our human mind.
Mind your business.
There you go. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, 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 roof.
And Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty doggone good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.